Welcome to the Real Docs Podcast. Hosted by Dr. Brett Lesher and Dr. Lisa Zhang. Tune in every Wednesdays for new episodes. This podcast does not act as medical advice and should not be used as a substitute for medical care. Please contact your healthcare professional for questions regarding your health.
Hello and welcome back to the Real Docs Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Dr. Britt Lesher.
And I'm Dr. Lisa Zhang.
And we're on season 3, episode 3. Today we're going to be tasting some different greens powders for you and giving our ratings on our what we think about the formula, what we think about the taste, kind of like what we did with the Erewhon ones. People seem to like that. So we're bringing it back, but this time with greens powders. I know we've talked about this before, like off camera, obviously, about like how we feel about greens powders. And I think we're going to go through a little bit of like what the different, there's so many different formulas out there. You know, I've been seeing it sold on TikTok and all over the place. People are trying to sell greens to you. So we're going to break down kind of maybe what you need to be mindful of. Taste some different ones because there are some out there that are nasty.
Some of these we've also tried it on our own, so we know what it tastes like. Some we don't know, so it's gonna be true reaction. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, most times a lot of the green powders we've tried I feel like are pretty darn nasty. Mm-hmm. But some are actually surprisingly delicious.
Most of the green powders, they kind of advertise themselves as being like 10 plus servings of fruits and vegetables, right? And so for those people that maybe have a hard time getting in their veggie or fruit servings per day, that's kind of how greens powders are advertised. I know some of them are, they like advertise that they're good for like bloating and digestion and things like that. I personally have not necessarily recommended in a clinical setting greens powders because obviously, you know, nothing can beat good old fruits and veggies in its, you know, whole form. But I think I like to call it like a gateway to your fruits and veggies. Like I like the idea of people, you know, in the morning replacing their like sugary cereals or they're just like skipping breakfast and things like that with taking something like this. So that's why I call it it's like not a gateway drug, but like a gateway into fruits and vegetables. If you're
a
just
legal
like one of those,
gateway.
Yes. A legal gateway into eating fruits and vegetables.
I feel like for the most part, like our patients ask, yeah, like I saw that this green powder is very popular. Is this something that I should do? You know, so forth and so on. And I think for the most part, we don't really say no, it's not really something necessary. If you are, you know, someone who is having hard time reaching your fruits and vegetable goals, then great in terms of adding as that supplement, right? But not a replacement at all. A lot of that like bloating detox, it could be beneficial, but it's also one of those things where a lot of these green powders, I'm not gonna lie, they're a mishmash of various different things. And you read the ingredients and you're like, oh, well, yeah, like these look good. But you have to kind of take the step back to be like, well, do I need this? Why do I need this? What is this going to do for me? And for the most part, not really something you need. If you want to have it as a replacement for like coffee or matcha or sugary soda or anything like that, and you feel more energized because some of them do have, you know, B vitamins, minerals, and things like that, then by all means, great substitute for that. But does everybody need one? Not really.
Yeah, I almost think about it for like kids or those like malnourished teenage people that are not eating their fruits and vegetables. It's like, you know, and some people don't want to take like a multivitamin, so they'll opt for something like this that's easy to drink. Because I know I have like picky eaters in the family, and they love these drinks because they do taste like, you know, like berries and things like that, so you can flavor it. Let's start, and I'll give you guys prices too. I'll look up the prices while we taste them. So this is the AG1. The AG1 actually is pretty good at stirring up.
Yeah. Some of them definitely settle if you let them sit for a lot longer. I can't remember if I've tried the AG1 or not.
Okay.
I might have actually.
I've definitely tried it before.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Tastes like vegetables.
Ooh. Oh, there's this it kind of reminds you of some,
like a protein powder at the end for some reason,
or like a childhood candy.
Oh,
some sort of like childhood candy, but it's not good.
A bad childhood candy.
it's a weird rendition of a childhood memory.
It has kind of the aftertaste of like a protein powder. You know, like when protein powders have like multivitamins in them,
it's
kind of
tastes gritty. That.
Yeah, there's a grittiness to it. This one is definitely the most expensive out of all of them. I think a monthly jar is like $80 or something like that. It's a membership.
Oh my goodness.
The thing about AG1 is that they have, I mean, it's backed by a lot of those like functional, like Dr. Hyman, the functional med guru. This is the one thing that I do have issues with, like when greens powders say that their formula is backed by research. Because if you go and look at the research that they cite, it's like, for example, this has like lots of antioxidants in it because it has like a little bit of like blueberries and like, you know, the red and purple and blue berries. But then if you go to the research, it's just like antioxidants from eating real blueberries. Oh. So it's kind of,
it's a little tricky. Misleading.
It is a little misleading. It's a little tricky because it's like, yes, if you eat blueberries and, you know, red, and we know red and purple and blue foods will have a lot of antioxidant capacity. The research is not specifically on this product because they're grinding it, drying it, dehydrating it, grinding it up, and then putting it into the formula.
That's another thing. And this isn't just specifically to AG1, but just a lot of different formulas and brands and products out there. Everybody can say it's formulated by research. It's not something that is very specific to, oh, we put our product, let's say product X, to the test in terms of research. It's pretty rare, I feel like, to see people say, hey, this actual product, this actual ingredient has been tested in, you know, clinical trials or maybe just observational studies or things like that in terms of its benefits, blah, 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 blah. So read into it if you're going to buy one of these, if you're going to really purchase it, if you really want that research or evidence or anything like that. One of the other things, it does settle. Actually settles. I've been looking at it. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, that's why I gave us the spoons, because it settles in at the bottom. So it looks like this blend also has dairy-free probiotics in them, but on their ingredient list they do note that it does contain things that are derived from soy. So if you do have a soy allergen or sensitivity, you might want to stay away from this one. I mean, I know that AG1 tells people to store it in the refrigerator, so, you know, with the probiotics and things like that, I get suspicious when things have like a probiotic blend in them but they're not like the shelf-stable probiotics or the spore probiotics. Mm-hmm. They're like the lactobacillus that we know, like, you know, every time you're opening and closing the container, it's being exposed and possibly degrading those agents too. I think there's something also to be said about like the proprietary blends that they put in here, because it's very, you have no idea how much is in each proprietary blend. They don't share it. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be so that it protects the company from like their formulas getting leaked out and from people copying them. But then you don't really get to see how much of each ingredient is in there. So it could literally just be a sprinkle of carrot or a sprinkle of
an essence.
Yeah, an essence essence of blueberry. Yeah, so it's really difficult. I will say, though, compared to some other greens brands, AG1 is supposed to be like a multivitamin. Some greens, like you will see, they don't have like the nutrient levels for each vitamin or mineral. So this is supposed to be like a multivitamin.
The thing I really like about them too is that whether it's a green powder or like a multivitamin that's on the market, a lot of companies tend to use cheaper versions of certain vitamins, right? Like the one that we always look at is B12. Is it in the best form possible for our body to utilize and absorb and things like that? AG1, I think if I remember correctly, does a really good job of the formulation. They do a really good job of marketing as well. So I will give it to them. But is it really worth $80-something every month?
Every month
for 30 day supply.
Yeah,
it's expensive. I think someone did the calculation and it was like $3 a day or something like that.
I guess that's like better than like a cup of coffee every single day if someone is like a coffee drinker. But
if you're going for like a multivitamin,
yeah,
you might as well just like buy a nice good quality multivitamin and eat your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. You go first. What do you like about the formula?
I like the formula. The formula is like an eight, I would say, because it has all of the things in there. And it's kind of like a multivitamin. And I like the probiotics in there. The taste, though, is like, this is a hard one. Maybe like a five or a six. I'm not a huge fan. I don't think that I would like love to drink it every day.
I would say formula rating for me would be like 7.5 out of 10. Not bad. I don't think I'm ever going to rate any of these like 10 out of 10 because you know how I feel about green powder. But not bad for a formula. Taste-wise, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10. I'm sorry. It's just
greedy.
I can't. Unless you like put it in a smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But
hide the taste.
That, I feel like, kind of defeats the purpose a little bit too.
Yeah, that's true.
Of like, let me add more vegetables and fruits on top of the vegetables and fruits. All right, next one.
Next one.
We're going to be trying the Dr. Axe Ancient Nutrition Organic Super Greens Powder in the watermelon flavor. So I bought this a while ago because I was like, let me try one. You know, I want to try what's kind of on the market. This one is definitely marketed as detox, digest, energize. It's got green veggies and fruits blend. So things like alfalfa, beets, chlorella, matcha, blah, 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 blah. It also has a digestive health blend. So these are more like flax seeds, chia seeds, bacillus coagulants in terms of probiotics. It's got a whole slew of digestive enzyme blend. And then it's got fermented botanicals and mushroom blends, so things like ashwagandha, reishi, turmeric, astragalus, milk thistle, blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
So, you know, relatively good blend. Not much of like the multivitamin, I would say, compared to like the AG1.
This one's $45 for the bottle. Is it like a 30-day serving?
So 25 servings per container, so okay. I would say maybe a little less than a month. Less taste.
The color's kind of nice when you mix it up.
It kind of gives me like watermelon color.
Yeah, I was going to say color. It's like red, but then when you mix it up, it kind of turns into like a little bit of a brown. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I like this cup.
Mmm. Ooh, that's good. Tastes like watermelon.
Yeah.
Tastes like watermelon with a little bit of veggie on the back. Mm-hmm. Veggie watermelon.
It still has that gritty.
Yeah, they do kind of
texture.
Feel like most of them will settle because I blended. I used, you guys didn't see me preparing it, but I used like the little blender, the handheld blender. Most of them will, I feel like.
It's not bad. It's like, feel like more refreshing. I mean, I know what this tastes like because I bought it.
Yeah.
I've tried it. But it's a lot more refreshing in terms of the taste because of the watermelon, I feel like.
See, this is what I was talking about with the like probiotic because the bacillus is like the spore-based one, right? Yeah. So you can keep it
shelf stable
and you don't have to refrigerate it because of that. Nice.
It's not as gritty as the AG1. I will give it that.
Yeah. It's a little bit more refreshing. I could drink that. I wonder what they use for the watermelon flavoring. Does it actually have watermelon in it?
I don't know. Oh, it's got noni.
Ooh, I love noni.
Didn't actually realize that.
Oh, I like this. Oh, and it has ashwagandha on it.
I think because of the like the fermented herbal blend in it, it has a little kind of like an herbal tea sort of taste to it, but it's not strong. The watermelon definitely takes over.
Yeah, I would say formula wise, I actually do prefer a greens to not be like a multi vitamin, because then it just like, I mean, I could see how people would want to like try to replace as much as possible, but then it's like you're not really getting in the true potential of like a multivitamin if you do that. So I would say formula, probably give it like, see, I get so torn. I feel like it's like an 8. I feel like it's an 8 for the non-multivitamin formula. Taste, oh, I love the taste. Taste is also an 8.5, 9.
I would say I would agree with the formula, like 8 out of 10, because I feel like it kind of chewed to itself in terms of like a veggie blend and the green blend. Taste-wise,
it's not trying to be more than it's supposed to be.
It's very like direct and like, you know, no BS sort of a thing. No offense to AG1. Taste-wise, I will give it like 7.5.
Watermelon. Do they have other flavors? I wonder.
I think they do.
That's what I was also going to say too about the multivitamin ones versus the non-multivitamin ones. The idea is that you're getting in some of these nutrients from some of the ingredients in there. Cause I've seen like the labels and it says like, oh, you're getting vitamin A from the organic carrot and things like that. But it's really hard to say if you're getting in the same amount of nutrients. There's probably some like vitamin loss from the processing process. Right. So it's
also like kind of like what you were talking about earlier, too, right? Like the dehydration process and grinding process that does change the structure and the composition of some of these minerals and vitamins.
Next one is Bloom. So they have different flavors, but this is the coconut one.
And I'm sure everybody and their mom have heard of Bloom.
Yes.
It being so popular on TikTok and whatnot. It's got a beautiful color, I'll give it that. It's got a...
I was going to say, it has very, like a very dark, deep color.
Yeah. It's very like photosynthesis.
Yeah. You feel like you're drinking the greens.
Yes.
So I believe a 30-day supply of this is about like $58 from what I'm seeing. Okay, no, wait a minute. This one says 31 on Amazon.
Ooh.
So the mango one, which is 30 servings, is $35. This is like a non-multivitamin one. So they don't really have like, you know, all of the vitamins and minerals. This one is like a true greens drink. So it has a green superfood blend with a bunch of different like, you know, organic barley, organic spirulina. It has a fiber blend. So it has some like chicory root, some flaxseed. Then it has like a fruit and veggie blend, an antioxidant beauty blend. Ooh, interesting. A digestive blend with some like digestive enzymes, and then an adaptogen blend. This one doesn't look like it has... Oh, no, it does have a pre and probiotic blend. So with like the bifidobacterium, lactobacillus, and blue algae inulin. And then it's sweetened with stevia, and it's coconut flavored.
I've tried the mango one. I've never tried the coconut flavor.
I do like the coconut flavor. I love to put in, like, honestly, I like to put some like lemon in it because it like brings out the kind of like a pina colada type of situation. Oh, that's so good.
Whoa.
I love this one.
It tastes like a coconut pastry.
Right?
Like a coconut bread or something.
Yeah, it's good. Of all of the ones that I've had, like Bloom is the one, like it tastes really good. So I like to actually drink it.
Mm-hmm. It's not gritty at all.
Yeah.
Compared to like the other two.
It's fully dissolved, huh?
Yeah. Like there's some sediments at the bottom, like we talked about, but grittiness or anything like that, there's none of that.
Pretty cheap for what you're getting, even though you're not having a multi, but I think that's kind of like what we talked about, the true nature of like a greens drink is supposed to, for you to be able to like get some of those like fruits and veggies in, maybe a little bit of digestive support. It doesn't necessarily need to be a multivitamin. This one's pretty good.
This is so good.
You know what so this is what my niece and nephew like to drink. This is the one that they like.
Really?
And we put like chia seeds in it. So we put like chia seeds for some added digestion, and like sometimes I'll put like some lemon in it because it brings out like it almost has like a iced tea flavor when you put lemon in it.
Wow. Even the sediments at the bottom, I'm like, this is one drink that I'm actually like finishing it.
Yeah.
It's good. The sediments aren't even gritty either.
This one is, I know the, see, it's so hard to get political, but like the gal that designed it. She has a podcast too. She recently created an energy drink, and I think that like the sweeteners and things like that that they were using in it weren't the cleanest. But I feel like, I mean, stevia, some people have issues with stevia. I'm like not opposed to it. I was gonna look and see what other, because sometimes they will use like monk fruit as a sweetener. A lot of them too, like the natural flavors gets like dinged a bit because like we don't know what the natural flavors are, and they could be synthetic and not very good for you. But I don't know, I'm honestly a fan. I like it.
Okay. That was delicious.
That was really good. Did you kill yours?
Yeah,
nice.
I drank it all. Okay, as much as I don't really care for greens powder, if I were to ever purchase that, I think I would purchase that.
Yeah.
For me, like, I have a lot of samples, and some of these are samples from, like, conferences we've gone to, or, like, the Natural Expo West that I went to and things like that. So, like, I'll drink it, right? And, like, sometimes I won't even drink, like, the entire packet or anything like that. So, like, if someone were to drink it more in, like, a half a serving or sparingly or whatever, like, it can last you a lot longer than a month.
I got the box. It was, like, the tropical box. So, it had coconut, mango, and pineapple. And it came with like 30 servings in a box. And I believe it was like $30-something. But I like the travel ones too. Like, I like the greens, that powders that you can like put in travel packs.
I guess that's one positive thing about a green powder, especially in a travel case, right? Because most of us, when we're traveling, you know, we're not eating our normal things. So you might not be meeting your vegetables and fruit goals, or sometimes good fiber, or because also you're not having a lot of fiber and you're, you know, traveling and things like that, you can get backed up. So travel constipation is real, right? So I think honestly, in those cases, really, really beneficial for that.
Yeah.
That's kind of turning my opinion around a little bit.
I would say formula is, it's pretty on par with like the ancient I forget what I gave that one, probably like an 8.
I think so, yeah.
The taste, it's like a 9, almost a 10, just because I don't know what the natural flavors are.
Formula-wise, I would give it like, yeah, same as the Dr. Axe one, so like 8 out of 10. Flavor-wise, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Would drink again.
Oh, yeah. Moving on to our last one of the day, it's the
Huel. It's like fuel, but for humans. So Huel. Yeah. This one, I believe I got it at the Natural Expo West. Huel, I remember their main thing, or what they were kind of famous for, right? With their starting product was like the Soylent, sort of a drink. You know, it's like a blend of meal replacement shake. So it's got your macros, the fats, the protein, carbs, all that sort of stuff. I'm not the biggest fan of their drinks, because I also got a sample of their shake. It doesn't taste very good, to be honest. And when we look at the, especially like the fat ingredients, at least the one that I'm thinking about, it had canola oil as like the fat source. So it just was very like not good quality in terms of like the ingredients and things like that. But they recently came out with their own daily greens powder. This is kind of like, I think, their take on AG1. So I would say this is kind of like the competitor, because it does have vitamins and minerals and some other nutrients, along with adaptogens, mushroom blend, dairy-free probiotics here again, greens, antioxidants, all that sort of jazz. So in terms of ingredients, plant-based proteins, greens, again, kind of your typical chlorella, spirulina. Ooh, it's got nettle.
Okay, so one sachet or one serving has 3 grams of protein.
Green coffee bean, mate leaf. It had also green tea leaf. So if you're sensitive to caffeine, this might not be the best one. Mm. It also has black garlic in it, which is very interesting. Tomato fruit, coconut nectar, apple, and then adapted it on super mushroom blend. So like things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, ginseng, lemon balm, maca. Also has other organic botanical blends. So cinnamon, burdock, dandelion, echinacea. It's a really mishmash, I would say, of all the ones. It's like, what do they call it? Like sink?
You know what I'm talking about? You know what? The kitchen sink.
Kitchen sink. It's a kitchen sink formula. It's like individually good, But blend of things, it just feels like they just kind of put everything all at once, and it makes me question why. No, I've never tried it.
Oh, okay.
I've just had it.
The first one that we both haven't tried.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I love the color. It's like matcha.
Oh, the smell's really good.
It smells like green apple. Tastes like dirt.
Tastes like dirty green apple.
Dirt, yeah.
Very gritty.
Oh, I had high hopes for this one.
I know. It was really pretty.
The color is really pretty. I almost like the smell there. I used to take this other greens drink back in the day called Nano Greens, and it was an apple, green apple flavor. This one's, oh man, I had high hopes for it. But that's what we were saying with the multivitamin ones. It's like, imagine taking your multivitamin capsule and dumping it into like, you know, making like a fruit juice or like a fruit and veggie juice, and then taking your multivitamin capsule and dumping it in. They should just stop. Just take a multivitamin. The ones that don't have the multivitamin aspect in them are actually like pretty good, right? Yeah. Like tasting where people could take it consistently. Or maybe we're just being wussies and we need to like just suck it up. And I'm like, there's so many better options out there.
And it has, because it has cinnamon in it, you can actually taste the aftertaste. Yeah. So it's like this like dirty green apple cinnamon.
Dirty cinnamon green apple, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people like that.
Maybe perfect for fall.
Some people like dirty green apple cinnamon, Dr. Lisa. I'm hesitant because it's like the formula is like not bad. I see what they're trying to do, but they're just like overdoing it. So I'm going to give them like a 6. Too much.
I'm going to give them 4.
Oh, you're so
mean.
Yeah. No, I was going to say I'm too nice. And then taste is a 4. Like I don't. 4
taste
3.
Is also a 4. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Not as bad as I thought, but still bad.
Yeah. Probably the worst of them all.
Yeah. That was not very nice.
In terms of probably what we liked taste-wise, right? And this is important if you're going to be trying to incorporate this daily. I would go Bloom, then the watermelon, so Ancient Nutrition, then AG1, then Huel.
I think that was pretty consistent with mine too, yeah.
Yeah. So a box of Huel is 45. So between the Ancient Nutrition one, because this one was like around 45, like 44, too, yeah, or 45. Yeah. And then the Bloom was like the cheapest one.
Yeah. This is a thing with, and just getting into a little bit of a soapbox, with a lot of these wellness brands. Just because something of an ingredient is good doesn't mean it's always necessary. And typically what we see nowadays is whether it's a green powder, whether it's a some sort of like an other powder or blend mix, it's a kitchen sink formula. Mm. So a lot of brands just put, oh, you know, these herbs and these nutrients are supposed to be good, so we're just gonna put like a whole slew of them and here you go. But you have to start questioning, is this something that's actually worth my money, and is it something beneficial for me, and do I even need this to begin with, or am I getting it in a different maybe supplement or foods that you're eating and all these sort of things. Other things too, you know, I don't think we really saw it, at least within these formulas, but some of the other things that you have to realize is, are there anything that's going to be having a negative effect, right? So for example, with the Huel, there's a lot of like caffeine containing things. If you are very sensitive to caffeine, that might not be the one for you. Or, you know, you also have to kind of worry about, are there any sort of like interactions between the herbs, between the nutrients? Are these, you know, in the best form possible in terms of the shelf stable, like we talked about in terms of probiotics, or are they going to be like degrading on the shelf and so forth and so on? Make sure you ask your providers. If, especially if they are well trained in looking at these formulas, ingredients, and also I feel like we advocate this a lot too with our patients. We're the kind of providers that we like to try things ourselves before we recommend things for our patients too. So make sure to ask your providers if it's even the right fit for you, if it's something that you need within your regimen.
Thinking when you were saying that, like when it has the kitchen sink, sometimes people have reactions to like the individual ingredients too. It's like, we actually don't know how much, especially in the proprietary blends, like if you tend to not do well with certain ingredients, well, we have no idea of knowing how much is in it. It could be a sprinkle, it could be a whole heaping scoop, who knows? So that's why it's hard. And like, I think
a lot of these brands will like self-eliminate themselves from people's options because they may have too many ingredients that like, okay, if I have an issue with one ingredient and I have no idea how much is in there, now I can't take it. And again, too, with the taste, like the more you add, just the more taste you're going to have to.
It literally tastes like kitchen sink.
Yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us tasting and rating different greens powders. If you have any questions or any things that you would like us to talk about in future episodes, feel free to message us, leave comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe to keep up to date to all of our content that we're releasing. And as always, be real
and stay well.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Real Docs Podcast. Don't forget to like and share this episode and follow us on our social media pages. Tune in every Wednesday for more episodes.